Well, heading to Jakarta now, as the crisis over the thousands of asylum seekers stranded in Southeast Asian waters continues, an Australian Border Patrol has turned back an asylum seeker boat that was attempting to get from Indonesia to New Zealand. The 65 Sri Lankans, Bangladeshis and one person from Myanmar then ran aground on a remote reef and are now in the custody of Indonesian authorities. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key is now warning that other boats could be on the way. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts joins us now in Jakarta. George, what information do you now have about these passengers on this boat that was turned around by Australian authorities?
Well, they were spotted by fishermen, and since then, that was yesterday, they've been in the custody of Indonesian police on Rote Island, and they're awaiting transfer to the West Timor capital, Kupang, where many asylum seekers have been held from previous boats that had been turned back by Australian authorities. From there, they'll be processed by Indonesian immigration officials, and it's likely they'll be transferred into the Indonesian Immigration Detention Centre system, which has about 16 detention centres. Indonesia's standard practice is that families from the boat, there were a number of small children on board, suggesting that there were some families, they would usually be put into community housing so that the children aren't kept in detention. But from now on, they'll be in the hands of Indonesian immigration officials.
And how do we know that it was an Australian boat that turned these people around?
Well, the police chief on Rote Island, a man called Hidayat, Senior Police Commissioner Hidayat, has told us that the passengers and crew from the boat said that they were intercepted by what they described as an Australian customs ship. They were then transferred onto that ship, and then they were transferred onto a different wooden boat, which was described as a more seaworthy blue and white wooden boat. They were provided with life jackets, fuel, biscuits, dried fruit, some other provisions, and then they were escorted by what they described as a Navy ship towards Indonesia.
Now, the New Zealand Prime Minister is suggesting that this could be a harbinger of things to come for his country. Is he right to warn that many of these asylum seekers in Indonesia will now head to New Zealand?
Well, certainly people smugglers in Indonesia have been considering for quite some time the prospect of trying to get to New Zealand. A former people smuggler who's a contact of mine had told me about 18 months ago that that had been under consideration and that they were looking at steel-hulled boats. At one point there was a people smuggler in Makassar in Sulawesi who had six wooden boats that he'd bought, but he couldn't manage to get enough customers to fill them in order to get to Australia. That was as the trade dried up between Indonesia and Australia. And so then they were looking towards the possibility of trying to get to New Zealand. So it's not unlikely that the Radio New Zealand report of the Prime Minister John Key saying that smugglers are now looking to there, it's not unlikely that that is a prospect. But there are some issues with trying to do so. There are difficulties, obviously, in terms of the distance. It's much further to get to New Zealand. And also, you have to get through Australian waters. And as we've seen with this boat, although by the time it arrived in Indonesia, it had almost been at sea for a month. It was intercepted by Australian authorities and turned back. But the recent boats that we've seen landing in Indonesia and Malaysia from Myanmar and the Bay of Bengal are far more capable boats than the ones that we saw being used to get to Australia. These ships that are currently being used to house, more than 700 people on their voyage across the ocean are much bigger ocean-going trawlers and potentially capable of travelling for weeks. So it could be a possibility, but they'd have to get through a difficult passage on the way to New Zealand.
George Roberts, the ABC's Indonesia correspondent, joining us there from Jakarta. Thank you.